Good evening. Merry Christmas. I know it's Christmas Eve, but it still feels strange to my mouth to say that, so maybe we should practice. Merry Christmas. Oh, you guys are great. You guys are great. Welcome to Burns Memorial United Methodist Church. My name is Will Morris, and it's great to see you all here. If you haven't been to one of our Christmas Eve services, the delight of tonight is that Jesus Christ is born, and we will celebrate probably the most famous and most life-transforming birth ever in the history of mankind. But we will do it with combined congregations, one body of Christ made up of Burns Memorial United Methodist Church, also made up of the Ghana Wesley United Methodist Fellowship and the Tonga Fellowship, who are behind me and filtering around you. So you will meet other members of those communities as they come forward to pray. But I'd like to start with a point of order. Several people have asked me, you know, is this working? Is this going on? And on Christmas Eve, we go with the flow. We have a lot of people here trying to do a lot of different things. I don't think that original birth came off as planned. It was probably hectic. It was certainly a crazy experience in that stable with the manger, with the animals. So at least you're not sharing the pew with animals. That's probably a good thing. A couple more announcements, then we will do another tradition at Burns. We have Stephanie Iverson as our child care provider in the nursery. And she has agreed to be here for Christmas Eve and Christmas morning. So I put a basket out just asking if you have a few extra dollars to offer her as a Christmas donation. She works very hard for us and takes care of our kids. If you are a member of Burns, I've been asked to ask you to take a look at your mailboxes in the narthex for Christmas cards. You might want to get those. If you're like us, you haven't sent your Christmas cards yet, but many people have. And so they're probably there in your box. Also, a heartfelt invitation. I know that there are folks here who don't normally come, people who have come before and are coming again. It is wonderful to have you here, and I want you to get into the pattern. So tomorrow morning, Christmas morning, 10 o'clock, we have Sunday worship. One of the best things about that worship on tomorrow's Sunday is we're going to have a Christmas carol time when you pick the hymns and we sing them together. So please come back tomorrow at 10 o'clock. Several of the littlest ones of our church, I talked to them earlier this evening, and they're very excited about the arrival of Santa Claus overnight. I hope the rest of us also are looking forward to the birth of Jesus Christ, who will come into our hearts, into our lives, into our world. And we are audacious enough to believe that that can make a difference, that life can be different, that the world can be different because of the birth of, one baby boy. So in the joy that is Christmas on Christmas Eve, let me ask you now to rise up as you are able, to come to your feet, to reach around to those around you and offer a handshake or a hug and a Merry Christmas, that we might welcome each other to this worship service tonight. Good evening. Welcome back. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. For those of you who are visiting our congregation, I've said this several times. I'm pretty much convinced if I let you guys greet each other, we could go from the introit all the way to the coffee hour and nobody would notice the difference. And, listen to you. But let me point out, after our service, hopefully everybody has a candle. Hopefully you have a small candle, a little votive candle. Very good. The way this works is at the very last, after my benediction, as you see, it says, Silent Night, Holy Night, closing hymn with candles. Rather than try to juggle a hymnal, the words to Silent Night are in the back of your bulletin. So flip that over, clutch your candle in one hand, and folks will come down and light the candles as we're singing Silent Night. We'll dim the lights. It won't be black. It'll be beautiful. The candles will light. Keep them away from your hair. This is what happens if you don't. We've never had an accident on a Christmas Eve service that tonight is not the night. So be very careful for that. Also, after the service, if you file out, and keep turning right, you'll come to our parlor, which is over here. We have cookies and sandwiches and hope that you can stick around for a little bit of Christmas cheer. Join us before you leave this evening. Mark Doctor won't be doing a trumpet solo. We're sorry for that, but we will have a solo of another kind on our organ.